Attorney General Jeff Sessions' first few weeks in office have been dominated by controversy over investigations into the Trump campaign and possible ties to Russia. Now, Senate Democrats and President Trump are raising new questions about the Justice Department's conduct.
I have recused myself in the matters that deal with the Trump campaign.
Senate Democrats are not satisfied with Attorney General Sessions' recusal. In a letter to the Department of Justice, they demanded answers about why Sessions only recused following news reports of previously undisclosed meetings he had with a Russian ambassador, and why he only recused himself with respect to campaign-related investigations and not Russian contacts with the Trump transition team and administration. But President Trump took to Twitter Saturday morning and doubled down on his claim that Democrats are overplaying their hand. He tweeted, "The first meeting Jeff Sessions had with the Russian ambassador was set up by the Obama administration under education program for 100 ambassadors." Mr. Trump is referring to the fact that one of the meetings Attorney General Sessions had with the Russian ambassador was at a State Department-sponsored event in July. The president also tweeted accusations that former President Obama tapped his phones at Trump Tower in the run-up to the election. He offered no source for this shocking claim. Now the question is whether President Trump and his associates will get the same treatment that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton received. In that case, the FBI held a press conference and discussed its investigation, the evidence it found, and why it wasn't bringing charges against anyone. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he will update his Senate testimony about his contacts with Russia in writing on Monday. But Rena, that's unlikely to be enough to put this controversy behind him.
And Paula, has the FBI responded to the president's wiretapping claims?
Rena, the FBI has not responded to the president's tweets, and sources I've spoken with have been unable to substantiate them either. Some have even suggested that if the president is making these claims, he should be the one to present proof.
Paula, thank you.